Hey, KU fans, welcome back to another episode of the Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate, and I'm joined by Benton Smith.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Hey, Benton.
Haven't seen you in a while.
It's good to see you. It's good to be seen, first and foremost, but it's good to see you. It's even better to talk KU basketball.
Yeah, and it's surprisingly interesting this time of year, because when you think about June, you don't necessarily think about college basketball. But
no, you think about Sasha Khan winning the NBA title. That's what you think about.
Or you think about the NBA draft.
Right, right.
Or you think about ways to trash prominent basketball players like Steph Curry and LeBron James on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because that's what the world
people
has come
are
to.
Really good at that.
Yeah.
You're right. It's not necessarily the hotbed of basketball months, but it is here 12 months a year. And this year more than maybe most years because of those freshmen, I think, the biggest thing. We just had a couple of weeks of Bill Self camp. We got to see a couple of scrimmages. We got to see a couple of days where they just ran through some drills and that kind of stuff. We're talking about Udoka Azubuike, Josh Jackson, whose names really could not be on farther ends of the spectrum. I mean, you're talking about a Josh four-letter name and
right.
Udoka.
Yes.
Two totally different things.
And Jackson. Pretty common.
Maybe the most common. Up there with Johnson and Smith.
And Smith,
frankly.
Yeah.
No offense.
Jeez. Low blow.
So Azubuike and Jackson, very opposite in that regard, too. So,
yeah.
Which is interesting because they're very opposite players, at least in what they do on the floor. And then, of course, Mitch Lightfoot is sort of that forgotten man among that trio, at least for now.
Right.
I think his long-term projection is still solid and maybe better than ever. I think he came in and really looked like he was unafraid, like he belonged, like he was going to compete with whoever they threw at him, whether that was returning KU players or former players that, you know, were pretty big names.
Right.
There's a lot of guys that he's competed with already, and he looked, although he didn't stand out, you saw some good things, and he looked rather unfazed, I thought.
Yeah, and for now, while we're in the middle of the summer, and we've only seen him barely at these camp scrimmages, which
right.
are basically like pickup games.
At best.
That you just walk into a gym, and these guys happen to be playing basketball. I think people, for the next few months, when they talk about Mitch Lightfoot or think about Mitch Lightfoot, they're going to talk about how he went up and challenged Josh Jackson.
Yeah,
those scrimmages,
knocked him to the deck.
Yeah, Josh Jackson was driving hard from the right wing, going up, rising up in this, you know, ho-hum scrimmage, figured he'd get a dunk, but Mitch Lightfoot was like, I think I might try and block this shot, and he basically did.
Yeah.
Wasn't really much of a foul, a little contact down low, body to body, but he went up with the consensus number one high school player in the nation, and blocked him.
Get that noise out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, no fear on his part.
Definitely.
And also, I mean, that's the kind of thing that Bill Self would encourage, too. If you're going to be out here playing, there's no reason to, like, form bad habits and just watch someone go past you for a layup.
Sure.
Like an all-star game.
Yeah, and he talked about it. We got a chance to interview Self. He didn't see the play.
Right.
But he did talk about it. He obviously heard about it. And he said, I like that. You know, I obviously don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't want anybody, whether it's Josh Jackson or Clay Young or whoever it is, I don't want any of our guys to get hurt. It doesn't matter who it is, but they got to play. They got to play basketball. They got to compete. And, you know, you said it. Developing bad habits would be one way to put it. Being passive, being soft,
right.
being, you know, lacking aggression, that's the other way to put it. And it's probably making too much out of it either way you go because
For
it
sure,
is just
yeah.
a pickup game in June. But it's funny how those things can stick with you and more importantly, they jump out at you when you see a guy that doesn't go the path of least resistance, a guy that will stick his nose in there and say, no, this is a competition we're playing. It's you against me. Let's go.
Yeah, because those pickup games or scrimmages or whatever tend to go more in the direction of a high school all-star game or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't really see a lot of defensive competitiveness or, you know, guys are routinely getting layups and dunks.
Well, and I thought we did this month.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with the freshmen, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe
they just don't know any better. So they
definitely.
Or they want to make a name for themselves.
Yeah.
One of those two.
I mean, even Josh Jackson, who already has very much so made a name for himself, that's a guy that really worked during these drills, during these scrimmages. I was really impressed. I wrote a column about it, just the competitiveness of those three guys, and I was really impressed because, like you said earlier, that's an environment where you could just walk in and try to do a highlight thing, you know, wow people with some dunks, shows off some handles, make the crowd ooh and ah, and then get out of there, and nobody would be upset about it. But,
right.
But Jackson, Azubuike, and Lightfoot, along with some other KU guys that are back from last year's team, they all seem to really be dialed in to that competitive vibe. I think that's credit to the upperclassmen who have kind of been here and done that and created that.
Right.
And that's obviously a credit to Bill Self, who's demanded that. This is the way we do it here. This is our culture. We are competitive. We are tough.
Yeah.
And these guys show that already. I think the freshmen know that, learn that, understand that, and are totally fine with it, which is a great starting point for all three of them.
Right. And they all three seem more comfortable than your average freshman.
Agreed.
I think.
Agreed.
And we saw that with some of the interviews we got with them over the past couple of weeks. Like, Josh Jackson could not have been more natural in his interaction with the media.
Right.
You know, he had, like, what, 20 media members?
At least.
Like,
yeah.
Just surrounding him after one of those scrimmages. And, I mean, looked like he was just, you know, chatting with one longtime friend or something.
Great way to put it.
Couldn't have been more comfortable.
Yeah.
And Azubuike was just as good the following week. I mean, he's a guy that's, you know, this big, massive dude, and he just seemed like a normal guy you were talking to.
Yeah.
That's a credit to them and their upbringing, and, I mean, I think it's kind of cool to have young guys that are that comfortable in everything that they're doing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're just going to have more confidence in everything.
Exactly right. I think that helps them fit in to any team, any year, but I think it will really help them fit into this team.
Yeah.
When you have guys like Graham and Mason and even Bragg and Lucas that, you know, such established and accomplished players that are leading this team.
Right.
You know, the tendency from time to time for freshmen can be to walk into a situation like that and be a little shy, be a little passive, defer too much
right,
to those veterans. And I don't think any of these guys, including Lightfoot, will do that, and I think that'll help Kansas be the top five, top three preseason type contender that it is and should be. So it's been really cool to see that. I agree with you completely. Let's talk a little just about their games real quick.
Yeah.
Let's start with Jackson. He kind of showed the total package. He's got a jumper that's, you know, not deadly, but certainly serviceable, and you can rely on it from time to time. He can attack off the dribble. He has good handles. He's long. He's obviously athletic. I mean, he's everything that was advertised.
Right.
And maybe then some. I think he looked a little more smooth and polished than I thought he would be.
Yeah, the only thing that I was kind of surprised by was just how thin he is.
Yeah.
He's definitely strong, so, like, strength isn't an issue. But For whatever reason, seeing him in person, I was just expecting him to have a little bit more bulk to him. Or something.
Do you think any of that's length? I mean, he's so long.
Right.
Like, his arms, they just fall, you know? And so that makes you look a little more frail or something like that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that he looked frail by any means, but I just...
Limmy.
Yeah, he's got all sorts of limbs.
Right.
You were talking about his jump shot, and I think... he's probably been criticized about that more than any other part of his game.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, he's going to be playing with Frank Mason and Devontae Graham, who are both more than capable of creating off
giving
the dribble
him space.
On their own, or, you know, they're both threats to to hit three-pointers.
Right.
So I think that when you see a driving kick or a kick around to an open Josh Jackson, he's going to have options. He'll either have a very comfortable look at a three-pointer, or if someone is closed out hard, he can go right by him.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be a nightmare. He'd be a nightmare to guard because he can do it all. And so could Andrew Wiggins, but I do think they're a different player.
Right. And Josh Jackson is a better ball handler.
By far.
Yeah.
By a long shot. I mean, Wiggins knew how to have... He had that knack for finding a way to get by a guy with his quickness and then just
sort of go
and see what happens, and hopefully the ball goes with you. Hopefully somebody hits you, and then you go make 18 free throws and you have a pretty nice game.
Yeah.
Jackson, I think when he puts it on the floor, he does it with a purpose. He does it with an understanding of this move is what I'm going to make, and I'm going to get by you this way, and you're going to have a hard time stopping me. So not comparing one or the other in terms of who's better, but just right. that is a major advantage for Jackson.
And I think he's definitely more of a creator than Andrew Wiggins right. ever was right. at KU. Because I mean he can easily, you know, go off the bounce and then hit someone for a layup or kick it back out to an open 3-point shooter.
He's also got a really good mid-range game. Yeah. I mean, he pulls up and can fade or can elevate and yeah, I like his game a lot, as you would, anybody would.
Yeah.
But there's a lot there. He carries himself like a veteran already.
Right.
And that's what helps him fit into this team, both, you know, personality-wise and as a player. So I think that's going to be a really, really nice marriage, taking Seldon's spot there in the starting lineup. I mean, almost assuredly. I'd be shocked if it didn't happen, and I think everybody else listening would be too. So having seen it with our own eyes, that seems like, okay, that's a pretty good switch. That's a pretty good transition. Seldon had a really good junior year, but Jackson's got a chance to be even better right out of the gate.
Yeah, he could be better his freshman year than Seldon was his junior year.
Right.
And no, I don't think anyone would be surprised because he's that high of a nationally touted recruit.
Exactly. Azubuike is a guy that KU fans haven't really seen a whole lot of lately.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a wide, big, physical body. I've said this before and might have even tweeted it or blogged about it, but I think this is the dude that people thought they were getting when Cliff Alexander
came. There you go,
came.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because all those highlights that you saw of Cliff
right.
were him just dunking.
Yeah, like he was an unstoppable force.
Yeah, and these guys around him in that league that he played in, they all looked like, you know, fifth grade country club type kids. I mean, it was ridiculous. And so I think that was part of it. It made him look like
right.
larger than life. And,
yeah.
and so things were really easy for him. I mean, there was no one, and not no one, I don't know his whole schedule, I didn't see that whole season, but a lot of the highlights, it seemed to look like there were very few options for people that could truly physically match up and compete and challenge Alexander. So I think KU fans thought that's who they were getting, when in reality he was really, in some ways, lean. Mm-hmm. He could dunk and he liked to dunk, but he wasn't anything like this, like Azubuike. And so I think that'll be a very welcome thing for Kansas fans to see. This is the guy that, yeah, he could rip down the entire backboard. He could he could break a rim. He could hurt things, and including people. And I think he's willing to do that. And I think he plays with that kind of edge. Again, just a couple of scrimmages in a camp, but he did not hold back at all.
No, and he looked more comfortable in week two than he did in his
right.
his first week
right.
too, which I guess makes sense for a guy his
sure.
age, considering he's 16 years old.
Hard to believe.
What?
Hard to believe. Svi is like, thank goodness, finally some young blood in here.
But yeah, he's just a load, and he's a guy who has the athleticism to handle
Absolutely.
That size. It's not like he's just like this humongous guy who just lumbers up and down
right.
the court. He can run. He's not going to blow you away like with his sprinting or anything like that, but he also has footwork inside. And when you mix footwork with that kind of mass,
right.
like, I mean, it just lights out when he
sure.
catches the ball within 5 feet of the rim.
Sure, and he has good hands, and he has
yeah.
good touch.
Right.
I mean, everything's not a dunk. He'll attempt that. He
yeah.
wants it to be, but he can put a nice little hook up softly
yeah.
and finish when he gets in close and can't dunk. So there's a lot to like about this guy's game, for sure.
Yeah, what Landon Lucas is, what, a fifth-year
right.
post player
right.
at this point? And Azubuike is so strong that Landon Lucas, who is a strong post defender,
right.
has been through the rigors of the Big 12, has handled his own inside against whoever gets thrown at him. Sometimes he just couldn't do anything.
Right.
Azubuike got around him, and you know, you
That's
use
a
that
big body.
Yeah, you use that mass that you have, and you throw a defender off a little bit, and before you know it, you're getting a dunk or
right.
a layup.
Right.
Even
yeah.
against a guy who's played the game and played at a very high level.
Well, and
he's
very
year.
Smart. Lucas is a very smart
right.
defender,
yeah.
not just physically strong, which Self talked about all last year, how he
right.
might have been the strongest player on this team, but crafty, smart,
yeah.
uses edges and angles to his advantage,
exactly.
and some of that was helpless against this guy.
Right.
I mean, just such a big dude, so that's a good sign, because you know, not everybody even has a Landon Lucas on their team. So
exactly.
There's going to be some times and some big games where Azubuike just has a field day, I would think. As long as he does all the other things that we understand now you have to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the Sheck Diallo thing showed that. And others have too. Cliff Alexander was another one. You have to do certain things to be able to get on the floor and to earn Bill Self's trust. It doesn't matter what your potential is or what your ability is.
Exactly.
If you're not doing A, B, C, D, and E, you won't be able to show it. And I don't think that'll be an issue with any of the three of these guys. I could be wrong, but I don't see that being an issue. They have natural feel.
Mm-hmm.
They have confidence. They have good instincts. And they seem to be, you know, sort of ready-made, born basketball players.
Yeah, and they have no problem exerting effort in everything that
right,
they're doing.
Right,
from what we've seen so far.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. Azubuike is a very exciting thing to add to a Kansas team because he really, I mean, there have been some guys, Cole Aldridge, he liked to dunk the ball hard when he'd get inside. Thomas Robinson could hammer it.
Right.
You know, there have been some nice dunkers. McLemore was a great dunker, but none of those guys had the force and the mass, like you keep saying.
Yeah.
That's a good word for it, because he really puts all of that into that. And the other thing I think we can point out that I thought was pretty cool, if it didn't get written about, in one of those, and I think it was the second scrimmage, Azubuike even stepped out and got a little excited and shot a three-pointer.
He did.
I don't think that'll happen very often, if ever.
I think that might inspire Self to yank him from a game pretty quickly.
Yeah, it would. It would.
If it happens.
But, boy, that comes back to the confidence thing. I mean, he called for the ball. It was the top of the key.
Right.
And he put his hand up like, ha, I'm open. Give
me
the ball. And then he shot it. I really don't remember. I want to feel like it airballed.
No. That one stands out because I remember watching it on the video that I took after the fact.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just off to the right or the left. I don't remember. But it just had this kind of weird thud when it hit the rim. And Devontae Graham immediately started laughing.
There you go. Okay. Well, yeah. So there's the other thing. It probably won't even come to Self to have to tell him, we don't do that.
Yeah.
The veterans, the other players will probably say that. And he may have known that. It was a camp game.
Yeah.
Have some fun. And he was hot. I mean, he was like 11 for 11 at that point or something.
Right. I think he had already taken the ball the length of the floor.
Right.
Crossed up Kevin Young and
dunked all over his head.
And then flexed.
Yeah, right.
So he was having fun out there.
Right, that was it. It was way more of a feel-good moment, have some fun, laugh about it, because he laughed too. It wasn't just Graham. I'm sure everybody in the gym was laughing, and rightfully so. And last, let's talk about Lightfoot real quick.
Yeah.
Again, good size, good length, kind of that all-around skill set, I think. I mean, the guy has shown a little bit defensively, a little bit offensively. Good fundamentals. I mean, there's not a lot to not like about him. I don't know that anything stands out to me yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we saw enough to where I say this is by far his best skill or not. You know, I don't really know. But I feel like he moves well on his feet.
Yeah.
I feel like he could be a really good defender, especially of wing types and that kind of thing. I don't know. He'll have to develop physically and add some strength and bulk to be able to probably bang in the post like that. But I think he's got that length. He sits down very well. He moves laterally very, very well. I think he could be a very, very good Bill Self type defender in the making, possibly right away, but certainly as his career moves on.
Yeah, I think Self talked about this last week that he really sees Lightfoot kind of, I think he even said like in a Travis Relifer.
Yeah, he did. That's right.
Type mold. Where, I mean, not the same player whatsoever, but where like you come in and you work hard and you play solid defense, and you know, by the time you're a junior or a senior, you're one of the most crucial guys on the floor. So
all the more reason to hope he redshirts right away then, I would assume. I mean, they might not need him this year in any way.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what his role exactly will be this year, because it seems like he might be just good enough that you want to kind of play him a little bit. Like last year, LeGerald Vick could have been redshirted pretty easily.
Right.
But they decided against it, which is fine. And I know Lightfoot, obviously he's not going to be at the top of the pecking order. You have Lucas and Bragg and Azubuike and Dwight Colby.
Sure, yeah, that's a guy we have hardly seen.
Yeah, so all four of those guys might be ahead of Lightfoot.
Yeah.
So how does he factor into the rotation
this
year?
What do you got on the perimeter, which would be Mason, Graham, Jackson, Svi, and is that it?
Vic.
Vic, right. There you go.
Yeah.
And you said Bragg and the bigs. So yeah. So that's nine right there. Those five perimeter guys and then the four bigs. Yeah. So he's
a tenth man, maybe.
Yeah. And if that's the case, save him. You know, because
there you go.
If you think he's going to be a Relaford type, and Relaford did redshirt.
Yeah, he did redshirt.
You know, it was a weird. He didn't do it his first year. He did it in the middle there. Yeah. But it turned out to be one of the best moves he ever made. One of the best moves for KU basketball, obviously, because he was a huge, huge factor on those teams as a junior and senior. So maybe head in that direction. Who knows? It'll be interesting to see. I would definitely say Lightfoot's going to approach it like he wants to play this year.
Oh, yeah.
And he will be ready. So that's not going to be an issue.
And I think he might be a different enough player from, like, Azubuike and Colby.
Yeah.
He's definitely not, like, your traditional center by any means.
No, yeah.
So maybe that'll work in his favor, too, and he'll get some more minutes when they need a more...
Hunter Mickelson light?
Well, even Mickelson's kind of a more of a center, I think, than Lightfoot. I feel like Lightfoot, you wouldn't feel... Like, if the other team didn't have a traditional power forward and had more of a small forward playing the four,
I feel like that'd be... lineup?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. Yeah.
I feel like he could match up pretty well with a small forward.
So, trailer.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
One of those types of guys, although not nearly as physical or developed or anything
like
that.
But just athletic defensively.
Yeah,
And able to guard... multiple positions, not just a guy who can defend on the block.
His guy, right, yeah. No, it's going to be cool. All three should be players KU fans are excited about. Lightfoot looks like he's going to be around a while. Azubuike looks like he's going to be around a couple of years.
Yeah.
Jackson looks like he's going to be around 1 year.
Even though he said...
But he said, I don't view myself as a one-and-done player, and that's awesome. That's a great attitude. He said he'll head to the next level when he... feels he's ready and when he needs to leave. But that'll be 1 year.
Yeah.
I mean, it just will. Right. It just will. He's the number one pick in the mock drafts right now. So take him. Move on. Nothing to see here. June basketball at its finest. All right. Well, that's all we got for this freshman-focused Spodcasters episode. For Benton Smith, I'm Matt Tate. Thanks for checking it out. And we'll have a bunch of these the rest of the week, the rest of the summer, as we wait for something to happen. KU football, KU basketball, whatever it is. We don't have the luxury of the Korea thing this year and KU chasing down the gold medal. So
we can't send Bobby anywhere this summer.
No, he's just sitting at his desk right now. It's sort of a sad sight, but he's a tough kid. He'll hang in there. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys very soon on another episode of the Spodcasters.